Kathy Davis, what's your title with the local Terry Fox organization?
So I'm the chairwoman of the Timmins Terry Fox run and walk event.
And it's coming up again this year. You can set your watch by it.
Yes, you can. It's an annual, and it's going to be September the 17th, Sunday, September the 17th this year.
Where?
It'll be at Gillies Lake, and it will be at the parking lot where we, the conservation office is.
Okay, and yeah, because there are the two parking lots. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we're just going to be setting up, we're still going small. Since COVID, we haven't gone back to our big deal, but we're still visible in the community, and that's what's really important, to keep the Marathon of Hope running in Timmins. So we're going to have a couple of tents set up in the parking lot, and we will be there from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. It doesn't matter if it's snowing, raining, or sunshine, we will be there.
You said the S word.
I know, but we've had all different types of weather, but it never stops us.
Yeah, good. Yeah, that's good. So this be the 43rd or 44th time. You say it's not going to be big, but big is a very relative term.
Yes.
Will there be anything different from past years?
We're not going to have the Kinettes and where they do wonderful work with, serving hot dogs and refreshments. We're just going to keep it small for now, and not too sure about the music, but we'll be there. We'll be there.
Yeah, and that's what matters.
Yes.
So the idea, I assume, hasn't changed. You try to collect pledges towards cancer research?
Yes. So this year, we've got a nice theme. It's called Dear Terry. And after Terry was forced to stop running, more than 65,000 letters and cards, telegrams, artwork started to flood into his parents' home and to the hospital. So this year, we are calling it, the theme is Dear Terry. And it's on our T-shirts this year, and you've got, some prints of messages from children and artwork from adults, and it's just very touching. And we didn't realize how the phones were so busy and the letters pouring in once he was had to take his step off the highway and go into the hospital. So the theme is very touching, and we're going to be passing out postcards with the Dear Terry cards, and it's free postage, and people can put their own notes in, and they will be sending them into the Toronto Foundation office, and we're going to sort of reenact what happened 43 years ago.
Yeah, because that was before email and, internet.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to do it the old-fashioned way.
And that's good. It's more tangible.
It is. So the postcards will be passed out at the walk on that Sunday. And I think some of them are being mailed out to Terry Foxers that are regulars. And so it should be an interesting messages being sent back to Toronto.
Yeah, indeed. Mm-hmm. What if people can't attend the walk? Is there mm-hmm. some way they can mail their own messages? Or I know email, it's not tangible, but, is there something they can do? Because Terry touched everyone's life in one way or another. I have my own very personal connection to how, he was my age. Mm-hmm. And he looked very much like one of my best friends, with the curly hair and mm-hmm. the wide neck and everything. Well, my buddy Greg got killed in a car accident on June 27th, 1981. Terry died the next day.
Yes.
So, that's my very personal attachment. Mm. And everyone has an attachment to him, and at the very least to cancer. So is there some way that they can send their own wishes to him?
Oh, yes, I'm sure there is. TerryFox.org is always running all through the year. So if anybody wanted to send a message or find out information, donation, registration, it's all there. We also have cue cards on our posters and our lawn signs. And so the QR codes are all over the place too. And but definitely we've got lots going on different sites in Timmins. If they wanted to hook up and donate, if they can't come or find a friend that's going, that would be great, because we have come leaps and bounds. Unfortunately, cancer is still very visible in our society, but we certainly have improved the lives of people that are living with cancer.
Yeah, for sure. And if this effort keeps up, who knows?
Yeah, for sure. Getting back to your story, yeah. There's so many stories, unbelievable. I get stopped in the grocery store or just walking the street, and somebody's got a story to tell us. And yes, we all have a very special story that we carry about our Canadian hero.
And as modest as Terry really was, he is a Canadian icon and hero.
Oh, he was very modest. And the wonderful thing about the foundation is that before Terry died, people sat down with him and he gave them his wishes and told his parents and his family members. And I believe at the time it was the Canadian Cancer Society, what he wanted to happen. And to this very day, they're still following his wishes.
Is his brother still the CEO of the foundation?
Yes. Darryl, you've got right? a brother, Daryl, and Fred are very much involved with the foundation. Yes.
Okay. Is there a fundraising target for the Timmins Walk?
I never asked for a goal. No, I'm just very pleased that we're out there. The more, the merrier. That would be great, but. Dollar wise, that would be great. But I've never put a goal on it. I think personally, my goal is that that people just keep the memory of him. And if they're available that day and that they can come out, that would be great. And what really makes me happy, along with many others, is that the school curriculum still carries the Terry information in September, and teaches the children about our Canadian hero. And that's what really makes me happy, because the children today, after 43 years, still know about this Canadian hero.
Yeah, for sure. And some of them still have their own Terry Fox runs, walks, right?
Yes. A majority of schools are doing something for that, and they pick different days during out September, which is very good. Yes, so it's and I guess it goes according to weather too, but yes, the schools are still active, and there's a large curriculum that can be purchased that the Toronto office, our main office in Ontario, of course, is in Toronto, and they will ship them out to the schools every September.
All right. Is there anything you want to add to any of this?
I really would like to say that if you're available and if you can come out on September the 17th at Gillies Lake between 11 and 2, that would be great. We still need people to show up so that we know that it's important for Timmins. But also, if we could get some fresh volunteers, that would be wonderful too. We have a small committee that tries to keep it visible, but we're always looking for some fresh, young, new ideas and people to join us. So if they could go to the Timmins Terry Fox page on Facebook, that would be wonderful. And you can join up and find out more information and ask questions, and we'll get right back to you.
Where can I buy a T-shirt ahead of time, should I want one?
Yes, so we have t-shirts. There's a couple of us that have t-shirts in town. I'm one of them, and Maria Shakalsky is the other person. And if you message us on the Facebook page, we can get back to you and make arrangements.